This is The Local Alternative, spotlighting the best unsigned rock, punk, and metal acts from Minnesota and beyond. The Local Alternative is produced at Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and is brought to you in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And now, your host, Casey Jerome Beck.
Welcome back to the only destination on the radio for all of the best unsigned rock, punk, metal bands in Minnesota and North Dakota. It's The Local Alternative. My name is Casey Jerome Beck. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. Coming up this hour, we will hear music from Tertia. We got music from Upon His Flesh. We will hear from With Purity in this hour. We got music from Hands and from Faith Prevails as well. We're going to kick off this hour with music from An Ulterior Motive, a song called Arrogant on The Local Alternative.
Yeah.
the Diversion Scene, the song called History, putting an end to the first set of this week's show. We also heard music in there from Tertia, and a song called Soma. We heard from Minneapolis band The Red Pens. We heard from Hybrid Soul, and we kicked it all off with An Ulterior Motive. Coming up, we got music from Upon His Flesh. We will hear from Vessels for Our Ghosts. We got music from With Purity and Bron Boxley coming up. Right now we're going to hear from Tribes, a song called The Covenant on The Local Alternative.
Oh! shoes off and drift away. Forget all our cares and fears. Now it's time.
In a song called Ocean Bay, putting an end to the second set of this week's show. We also heard music from With Purity. We heard music from Vessels for Our Ghost, in a song called Shoot to Kill. We heard from Upon His Flesh, and we kicked off the set with Tribes. Coming up in a final set of this week's show, we'll hear music from Faith Prevails. We'll hear from Hands and from Reverence of Apostasy. We're going to kick it off with Code of the West, in a song called Jed Clampett, only on The Local Alternative.
Walk sworn to silence.
Yeah. Yeah! dear sweetheart. Keeping my hopes high. In light of recent events, I don't think I'm going to die. Dear friend, you know I'm with you till the end. But I'm afraid this is the last letter that I will send. They removed me from my prison cell. I'm no longer in cage, but still I just don't see myself. I feel a bit enraged. I fear that they have turned me to use me for their army. But what more could be lurking, and why am I so starving?
Over soon. This will be-